Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we are here to motivate you.
Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes, and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LalisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
All right. Good morning. Okay. I don't know what happened to the system there, but it's not going to hold me back. And you know what? That's just a testament to that. You're not going to let it hold you back either. Okay. All right. We got a little sidetracked there. You know, little things always happen, right? But we can't let those little things stop us. And sometimes we wonder why things happen and why they happen when they happen. And, you know, when I think about it, sometimes in thinking about the topic for today, how to live your dream life, you know, sometimes there's the difference between someone living their dream life and someone not living it. It's like the little thing that is keeping them from living their dream life. And so, like today with the show, it was just a little thing that was trying to prevent me from doing the show this morning, but we are here. We got over it. And you know what? You can get over anything that is trying to keep you from living your dream life. But there are some things that you absolutely have to do. I'm sorry. I wish there was another way around it. But if there may be. I have not discovered it yet. And yes, I've been listening to some Jim Rowan. I've been listening to some Zig Ziglar. And I've listened to other great leaders, thought leaders on the topic of motivation, self-empowerment, the Les Browns of the world. I've read the book by Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And not only did we read the book, but we actually studied the book as a course, as part of our course in one of my graduate classes. And we had to go through all of the 7 habits of his book of the highly effective people. And at the same time we were going through the book, a good friend of mine, her company was also teaching the class to all of their managers, and their senior level management had to go through the course on 7 habits of highly effective people. Now, I don't know all the habits by heart, but you can go look it up on the internet. But the first habit, he says, begin with the end in mind. That's one of his habits. Begin with the end in mind. And in other words, set the goal for yourself of where it is that you want to go and begin to see it. So in other words, for those of you who you want to live your dream life, I don't know if you'll really ever be able to do it if you can't see what your dream life looks like to you. You know, you got to start there. You got to envision. You got to have a vision. People move toward a vision. Without a vision, people really do stagnate because they're trying to figure out where to go. It's just like if you get in your car and you don't have a destination in mind, where would you go? How would you get there? How would you even know which way to go if you don't even know where you're going? I mean, no, seriously. Even if you're just going around the block to the store, even if you didn't know you were going to the store and you just went around the block, well, you'd just go around the block. But what would you have at the end? You didn't do anything. You just went around the block. And so a lot of people are stagnated in their lives, and they're not achieving their dreams, and it's causing havoc. That's all I can say. It's causing havoc. all around them and in the lives of other people. When you, and especially, and you know, for those people who are married and partnered up, if you're married and partnered up with a person that doesn't know what their dream is, it can be a challenging relationship. It's not to say it's going to be horrible, but it can be very challenging. So that just means that if you're in that predicament, you then need to be even more on your A game to make sure that you have a vision and that you're communicating that vision to your spouse on a daily, regular basis, even if it's not every day, but regularly. But then there's another teaching out there that, and I believe Dale Carnegie did this teaching some years ago. He talked about, I think it was in one of his books, I'm not sure if it was How to Win Friends and Influence People or one of his other books, but he talked about living in day-tight compartments. That was one of his, How to Win Friends and Influence People was one. But he had another one. He had another book. The name escapes me at the moment. But he talks about living in day-tight compartments. How do you do that? What does that mean? And so, because at the same time we're saying, have a vision for your future, have that dream, you want to live your dream, but you still are in the now. You still have to do everything you can right now, or you won't have a future. You may not have a future. If you do everything, see, everything that the future, basically, I don't know, let me see if I can say it this way. It might make more sense. I don't know. You may catch it, maybe not. But everything that the future is now. The future is now. And you know what? I'm glad that actually I believe God just dropped that in my spirit, because you know what? I need to tell this to the young people today. I'm going to speak at a high school in Norristown, Pennsylvania. And I needed something really, you know, powerful. And I'm glad you're on here too, Paul, because you know what? You always come up with very, very awesome things. And I said, okay, I'm going to be talking to 9th to 12th graders, and I need to give them something that's very, you know, empowering for them to do better in terms of their grades and their attendance and their behavior and their academics, of course. So I'm thinking, you know, a lot of times students don't realize that what they do now is going to impact their future in a big way. See, you may do something now, it may seem small, but when you get into the future, that thing was really big, but you didn't even realize it. You know, it was like with Abraham. You know, he just had a little baby, but who knew that he was going to, then he ended up with that little baby, end up being the father of many nations. So we do something small in the present, but it impacts us very greatly in our future. And really, young people really need to get that. You know, they go out and they have a fleeting relationship. It seems small, but then that ends up with a greater impact later. So, you know, and that's how it is with us. We're in the now. You got to do whatever you do now. It may seem little. You may take one course. You may get one certificate. You may come up with one business idea. Put it into action. Put it into action. That one thing will impact in a big way in your future. So how do you live your dream? What is the dream life? Okay, so I see, oh, great, Paul. I like what you all are putting there in the chat room. Pat put in there, you know, begin, and thank you for your help, sister. You know, oh, my God. You know, Pat and I are partners now over here in the PSUI Training Institute. And God has really blessed us, Paul. I can't wait till you come to New Jersey and you can stop by and teach live one of your classes on how to live the James Bond lifestyle. And, I mean, that's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to tell everybody, you know, Paul Kiriazzi from, you know, a person we met online all the way from Japan. Wow. Okay, and thanks. He put all of these seven habits there. Be proactive. Okay, proactive, the first one. That's, you're right. Number one, be proactive. Thank you, Paul. Be proactive. Number two is start with the end in mind. Exactly. That makes a whole lot of sense, because no sense of having the end in mind if you're not going to be proactive. Right. So now number three, put first things first. You know, and I know someone else, as a matter of fact, another book that we had to read from is about putting first things first, and they're talking about it from the standpoint in the training field, in the training industry, when you're training your employees, or when you're coming up with a training plan to put first things first. And then chapter, and then section four, think win-win. Boy, that was one of my favorite teachings, Paul, is to think win-win. Absolutely loved it. And then number five, think first to under, seek first, yes, seek first to think first to understand versus trying to be understood. And I know that sometimes we seek just to get our point across, but what Stephen Covey is saying, try to understand the other person's point first, okay? And then, you know, before you just try to get your own point understood, and he says you'll have a better relationship that way. You can have more success, greater communication, less communication problems and conflict. Oh, yeah, and I love number six as well, synergize. Be in synergy with the people around you and your, oh, that's very, very powerful. And then one of my, I guess all of them are my favorite. I guess that's why he made it so big from this book. They're all powerful. They're awesome. And I absolutely love the seventh one, sharpen the saw, sharpen the saw. And, you know, my mother was teaching about that, you know, from when I was a teenager, and she would, you know, kind of teach on that. But my mother was a, I guess you could consider her a self-help person, motivator. She had to be self-help with me as a child. Could you imagine? And then some of the other ones, of course, I can't speak on any of their behalf. But, boy, she had a job. That lady had one heck of a job to do. But she used to read all of the Zig Ziglar, and she loved Wayne Dyer. My mother was the one who introduced me to Wayne Dyer. And she loved Wayne Dyer. She loved all his books. And, again, I remember as a young person around the house, she has a book, Your Erroneous Zones. I'll never forget that book. It changed my life. It changed my perspective on life. And it's a very old book. I don't know where it falls in the category of Wayne Dyer's books. I don't know if it was his first book, but I'm sure it was somewhere early on. Go get the book. You can get it from the library, Your Erroneous Zones. The book really opened my eyes to a lot of things that impact me. Like I said, the thing I did then still impacts me today. So we want to impact our young people. How do you get to the point where you're really living your dream life? Well, first of all, here's the question that you want to ask yourself. Are you living your dream life? Are you living your dream life? Now, for those of you who are on Facebook with me, then you know that I do my radio show in the mornings from nine o'clock now. Doing this radio show on Blog Talk Radio, the Coach of the Lisa Show, is a part of living my dream life. So I ask you the question, what are you doing that is a part of your dream life, the thing that you just love doing? You know, you want to live your dream life. And remember, we have just one more show where our theme this month has been Thriving Beyond Sexual Abuse. And one of the key words there is thriving, actually being a success, living as successful as you can get, successful as you can get. And you know Terry Benjamin, who comes on Tuesday mornings at 7, and he was talking about, he was talking about the hierarchy of needs that was developed by Abraham Maslow, and he was talking, because he's talking about self-actualization, Maslow's highest level of need. And then there was someone else, I think, that added another level on to that. And, you know, long since Dr. Maslow was gone, but they added the other level that we also have this need to help others. That's like really the greatest need, is that we all have that need to help people, whether we're helping them in film, in art, in the arts, in culinary, educationally, politically, financially, we all want to help somebody. Everybody wants to help somebody, you know. And then for some of us, that's like our greatest dream, is to have a life where we're able to help people to a level like, let's just say, an Oprah Winfrey, where she has millions of dollars, and so she's able to help millions and millions and millions of people. But I want to know from you, are you living your dream? Okay? Are you living your dream? Are you living your way? Are you living your dream life right now? And what are you doing to live your dream? What are you putting forth in the atmosphere that shows that you are living your dream? Because, you know, somebody is watching you. And if you go around miserable and grumpy, other people are watching. Even on Facebook, a lot of people put a lot of grumpy comments on Facebook, you know. And they don't realize that, you know, Facebook is real time, and you're impacting many people's lives when we put comments up there about our drudgery, our dreadful lives. And it's like now, before you only invited 5 people to your pity party, now you're on Facebook and you're inviting thousands of people to your pity party. And what's that about? You know, I listened to Bishop T.D. Jakes. He taught a very, very powerful lesson, about 10 years ago, about not wanting to be the victim any longer. And, you know, and again, my mother loved Bishop T.D. Jakes, and I guess they had, you know, like spirits and what have you, because, you know, she taught about it too. Her thing was, get over it. Yeah, that was her favorite phrase, get over it. And, you know, and I'm like my mom in a lot of ways, and sometimes I use it and I probably shouldn't, because the people I'm talking to are not ready to get over it. And, you know, she did this mostly. I mostly heard her do that with her children. And so she had 7 of us. So, you know, she didn't have to worry about if she was, you know, basically hurting our feelings or not dealing with our problem. She simply said, get over it. And we could sit there and sulk and pout about it for weeks or months or whatever. But you still have that little voice in the back of your head that says, not only that I should get over it, but is actually like a prophecy that you will get over it. And it was also very prophetic words, that empowering words. You can get over it, Lalisa. The only reason you're stuck there is because you allow yourself to be. No one's making you. You allow yourself to be stuck on stupid, Lalisa. Get over it. And when you're ready to get over it, there's a whole world out there for you. But I like what you're saying there, Paul. You said that Sean Connery says his entire success is because of one thing, learning to read. Wow. Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful. Sean Connery says that. Yes. Amen. I love that. You know, and I believe that, and to a large degree, I think that happens for a lot of people, Paul. That's really powerful. So I do thank you and I appreciate you for sharing that, as I thank and appreciate all our guests for your comments in the chat room. Those of you who are in the chat room, if you can't make a comment, that's fine. But, you know, we have some awesome things going on over at PSUI Institute, so I want to just take and make a mention of that. Okay, so if you are able to get to the New Jersey area for training, yes, some trainings we will also do on the internet through the webinars, but we want those of you who are in the New Jersey area to come out to the various trainings that we offer at the PSUI Institute. You can call 908-469-6410. You can contact us for schedule of the trainings and the hours. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/PSUI Training Institute. You can go there and see some of the postings there about the various trainings there. If you want to learn how to write a book, if you want to learn how to be a disciple, if you want to learn leadership effectiveness, all taught at PSUI Institute. Also, we have a program that we will be having an orientation for. We've invited many people who are unemployed who are going to come, and they're going to learn about the job market, how to get a job, how to prepare for a job, and how to keep the job once they get the job. So it's a job readiness and job sustainability program that's happening there. We are also going to be launching our Success at 60 program there and other places. We've talked to some people about going on the radio with that program, the airwaves, the live airwaves. Well, this is live too, but, you know, not internet, but regular traditional radio airwaves with that. We've talked about that. We're excited about that. The training is going forth. It's going forth. If there's something that you have a child or a student that you want them to get prepared for the workplace, you need to send them. Companies today are not just hiring anyone. Nowadays, they want people to come with some levels of preparation in the areas of decision-making, problem-solving, and how to get along with people. And then we're throwing in another one, how to communicate with your supervisor. That's critical. Everyone needs to send their employee or them send yourself to that. So we wanted to have time in the show to tell you about what's going on at PSUI Performance Strategies Unlimited Training Institute over at 1139 East Jersey Street, Suite 426. We've also started a Toastmasters Club where a person can come and be a part of a group of public speakers. Everyone's working on their speech. There are speech contests. There's activities. There's trophies to win. There's a big network. Toastmasters is worldwide, not just in New Jersey, not just in the United States, but it is worldwide. We're also doing our teaching. So many different things are happening over there. Stop by. You can see myself. You can see Miss Pat, or you can see another woman who is over there working with us, Yvonne Yarborough. She'll be glad to sign you up and get you ready to go so that you can be trained for this new global workforce, And we all want to be there to train you to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. Also, if you are an entrepreneur, and you're looking for a place to network with other entrepreneurs, this would be a great place to go. We're going to be there sharing ideas. We're going to be there sharing what we have learned this business so that people can get all that there is to get right now. There's so much to do right now in the world of entrepreneurship, and this is the best time to be an entrepreneur. So we only have a few seconds left to the show. We certainly want to thank you, Paul, all the way from Japan, for being in the chat room with your powerful comments. Thank you, Miss Patricia, as always. Yes, isn't that something, Paul? We're still together partnering. And the show is back. I tell you, we are expanding. And thank you so much, Paul, for those congratulations. You know, we absolutely love you. And we thank God for you. We were there with you in spirit when you all were had your big earthquake, and you still came on the show to show your support for us. We're still finishing up the book From Prostitute to Princess, and we're getting that done, and just so many wonderful things. And so we thank you for all your support and that you have purchased the books. We can't wait for these books to get into Japan, just for somebody to notice it and say, hey, that's an interesting title or something. So we thank you for being our Japan connection. So, Paul, I know it's late there. It's time to probably go to bed. So good evening to Paul and good morning to you, Pat, and those of you who will go back in and listen to the archives. Don't forget, it's your life. You got to make it the best you can. That's all we have for today. We'll see you back Monday, final day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coastal Lisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.